Lakshman Agraj, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, thereafter the elder brother of Lakshman consoled Sugriv, who had been driven away for the sake of his wife through his brother Vali, he of excellent splendor. Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayan, Sunda Kand, 35.34. The Sanskrit word Acharya means one who leads by example. It is a not too uncommon surname for people native to the land known as India, but the title is there due to the lineage tracing to some spiritual leader in times past. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says that what a great man does, others follow. Whatever example he sets becomes the standard. Quote, whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.21. The living entity is born into delusion. They are overcome by the prakriti that surrounds them. They are Purush, or spirit, while not understanding that the covering matter is merely temporary. The living entity is a superior kind of prakriti in relation to the original person and enjoyer, the Supreme Lord. He is the best spirit, or Purushottam. The association of the Acharya is necessary for breaking free from the delusion. But what makes a bona fide leader? How do we tell? A person can be a great thief and thus set the example for others. Even statesmen are lauded today for their expert ability at bending the truth. If they can survive a scandal in office for which they are actually culpable, then it is a sign of expertise. Quote, any mantra that does not come in disciplic succession is considered to be fruitless. Therefore, four divine individuals will appear in the age of Kali to found disciplic schools. The founders of these four Vaishnava Sampradayas are Lakshmi or Sri, Brahma, Rudra and Sanaka Rishi, and the Acharyas of the Kali age who follow their lines will appear in the holy city of Purushottam in Orissa. Padma Puran. A Vedic text known as the Padma Puran sheds some light. It reveals that in the present age of darkness and hypocrisy, there are four traditions of spiritual teachers that are bona fide. Each tradition traces its lineage back to a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Moreover, in this present age each lineage has an Acharya associated with it, a person who leads by example in reviving the original culture of love and devotion to the Supreme Lord. One of those Acharyas is Ramanuja. He appeared on this earth many centuries ago, and his spiritual lineage traces back to Lakshmi Devi, who is the goddess of fortune. Another name for Lakshmi is Sri, and so Ramanuja is part of the Sri Sampradaya. A Sampradaya is a specific chain of disciplic succession, which features one Acharya setting the example, paving the way for future Acharyas. It is said that Ramanuja is an incarnation of Ananta Sheshnaga. Both Ananta Dev and Lakshmi are associated with the Supreme Lord in his form of Narayan. God is one, but he appears in different ways to carry out different functions. The innumerable living entities may be attracted to a specific form due to the qualities shown, but they are all worshipping the same God. Even the atheists are attracted, they are merely worshipping the separated energy known as the material nature. Worship of the real thing is the proper path for the living entity. That is their constitutional position. We can think of it like driving on the correct side of the road. We have the freedom to drive on the wrong side, but that is dangerous. We may get away with it temporarily, but continuing on that path will lead to destruction. In a similar manner, to stay under the shelter of the material energy is to remain in the cycle of birth and death in a temporary and miserable land. The name Ramanuja means younger brother of Rama. In this way Ramanuja is identical to Lakshman, who is referenced in the above quoted verse from the Ramayana. The speaker here is Sri Hanuman, and he mentions Lakshman intentionally. To be addressed in relation to Rama is a high compliment. Though today adherence to traditions from times past is rare, in the original sense the word Anuj means a follower. The elder brother is the leader in the generation of siblings. The younger brothers honor and follow. Lakshman is the ideal younger brother to the Supreme Lord's incarnation of Sri Rama. Thus the use of the word Ramanuja is complementary both to the elder and younger brothers. Rama has two other brothers who can be addressed with the same name. Bharat and Shatrughnan also follow Rama out of love. Hanuman here mentions Lakshman as a way to reference Sri Rama. The situation is reversed. Rama is addressed as Lakshman Agraj. This means the elder brother of Lakshman. This is another way to praise the Supreme Lord. He has innumerable names, as his glories are too great to count. What is commonly known as Hinduism today is actually Sanatana Dharma. The earliest recorded works that can be called the source of Sanatana Dharma are the Vedas. Think of people singing praises constantly. Then take those people and transform them into book form. That is one way to understand the Vedas. Rama is the elder brother of the invincible Lakshman. Rama leads the one who is ready to follow in any situation. Lakshman has only one interest, serving the Supreme Lord. Hanuman is speaking to Sita Devi, telling her about how he came to meet her husband Rama. Hanuman arranged a meeting between Rama and Sugriv, the Vanara leader in Kishkinda. Sugriv had a brother named Vali, but the relationship wasn't the same. They were at war with one another. Rama is so great that he has the wonderful Lakshman following him. He has the devoted Sita as a wife. He has the fearless, courageous, intelligent, and compassionate Hanuman to carry out missions for him. In this way there are many sides to the Supreme Lord. He can be addressed through his devotees, and he takes great pleasure in hearing such names. Thus there are many ways to please him as well, meaning that life in the material realm shouldn't have to continue any longer. In closing, Ramanuja meaning Lakshmana Jr. Following Rama, Agraj the Senior. Sri Hanuman addressing in this way. With praise to both brothers to say. Lakshman invincible, mighty and brave. For the pleasure of God his efforts to save. Hanuman, Sita and Bharat also related. Rama's glories through so many names stated.